Lesson 11, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, Introduction. Joseph Smith received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, after Martin Harris lost 116 pages from the manuscript that Joseph had translated from the gold plates. In this revelation, the Lord said that his work would prevail despite the wickedness of men. The Lord also rebuked Joseph and warned him what would happen if he did not repent. Finally, the Lord explained his purposes in bringing forth the Book of Mormon. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, verses 1 through 3. Joseph Smith learns that the work of God cannot be frustrated. Note: establish the physical setting for learning. Physical surroundings can have an impact on what students experience in gospel learning. Prepare the classroom so students feel comfortable and are able to focus on the lesson. You may want to consider seating arrangements, potential distractions, classroom appearance, and teacher appearance in your preparations. Invite students to ponder situations in which they might be tempted to listen to a friend rather than follow the commandments or the counsel of their parents or leaders. Why is it sometimes difficult to resist our friends when they try to influence us to do something wrong? Ask students to share what they know about the events leading up to the loss of the 116 pages of the Book of Mormon manuscript. As students respond, you may want to supplement their answers with some of the following details. From mid-April 1828 to mid-June 1828, the Prophet Joseph Smith was translating the plates while living in Harmony, Pennsylvania. A prosperous farmer and businessman named Martin Harris was acting as scribe to Joseph while he translated. Martin was 22 years older than Joseph and had given Joseph and Emma $50, which was a substantial amount of money at that time, to help them move to Harmony, Pennsylvania, where Emma's family lived, thus helping to support Joseph while he translated the plates. In February 1828, Joseph encouraged Martin to take copies of the characters from the plates to professors in New York. Lucy Harris, Martin's wife, became increasingly concerned about Martin's interest and financial involvement in the translation of the plates. She and others began to press Martin for evidence of the plates' existence. To appease their concerns, in mid-June, Martin requested that Joseph allow him to take the 116 pages of manuscript they had completed to show as evidence. Invite students to imagine the difficult position the prophet was in when Martin Harris asked to take the manuscript pages. To help with context, consider inviting a student to read the following account from the history of the prophet Joseph Smith. Quote, "Martin desired of me that I would inquire of the Lord through the Urim and Thummim if he might not take the manuscript home and show it. I did inquire, and the answer was that he must not. However, he was not satisfied with this answer and desired that I should inquire again. I did so, and the answer was as before. Still, he could not be contented, but insisted that I should inquire once more." End quote. In History of the Church, Volume 1, page 21. Why do you think Joseph Smith persisted in asking God the same question even after receiving a clear answer? Explain that after much pleading from Martin, Joseph asked the Lord a third time, and the Lord gave permission for Martin to take the manuscript on certain conditions. Martin promised that he would show the manuscript only to his wife and a few of their family members. Martin returned to New York with the manuscript. Shortly after Martin's departure, Emma Smith gave birth to a son, Alvin, who died shortly after birth. Emma nearly died herself, and for 2 weeks Joseph stayed at her bedside. By this time, Martin had been gone for 3 weeks, and they had heard nothing from him. Emma, who was slowly recovering, persuaded Joseph to go to New York and find out why Martin had not sent any word. Joseph traveled to his parents' home, and once he arrived there, he sent for Martin. Martin took all morning to arrive. When he did, he sat down to eat with the Smith family, but immediately dropped his utensils. When asked if he was all right, he cried out and eventually admitted that he had lost the 116 pages of manuscript. Consider these difficult circumstances for the prophet Joseph Smith. How do you think you would feel in this situation? Inform students that upon returning to Harmony, without the 116 pages of manuscript, Joseph prayed for forgiveness. Because Joseph had wearied the Lord in asking for the privilege of letting Martin Harris take the writings, Moroni had taken the Urim and Thummim, and Joseph had lost the gift to translate. However, Moroni promised that Joseph could receive them again if he would be humble and penitent. Sometime later, Joseph received the revelation known as Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3. Invite a student to read aloud Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, verses 1 through 3. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord wanted the prophet Joseph Smith to understand. How would you summarize the Lord's message to Joseph Smith in these verses? As students share their ideas, emphasize the following doctrine: the purposes of God cannot be frustrated. You may want to suggest that students mark this truth in verse 1. It may be helpful to explain in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, verse 1, the word frustrated means prevented from being accomplished. How might this truth have helped Joseph Smith during this difficult time? Why is it important for all of us to understand this truth? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, verses 4 through 15. The Lord rebukes Joseph Smith and exhorts him to repent. Explain that although God said that his work could not be frustrated, he also wanted the prophet to understand the mistakes he had made and the consequences of those mistakes. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, verses 4 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, identifying words and phrases that might have been hard for Joseph Smith to hear. Invite a few students to share the words and phrases they have chosen and why. In what way had Joseph, quote, gone on in the persuasions of men, end quote? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, verses 12 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and find phrases that emphasize why Joseph's actions were so serious. Then invite students to report what they discovered. Ask a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, verse 7 aloud. Invite the class to identify what the Lord said Joseph Smith should have done when he was under pressure from Martin Harris. Before the student reads, you may want to explain that in this passage the word man refers to mankind. After students identify the Lord's counsel, write the following principle on the board: we should fear God more than man. You may want to suggest that students mark words or phrases in verse 7 that teach this principle. What do you think it means to fear God more than man? To help students understand what it means to fear God, invite a student to read the following explanation by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, there are many places in the Scriptures that counsel mankind to fear God. In our day, we generally interpret the word fear as respect or reverence or love. That is, the fear of God means the love of God or respect for Him and His law. That may often be a correct reading, but I wonder if sometimes fear doesn't really mean fear, as when the prophets speak of fearing to offend God by breaking His commandments. We should so love and reverence Him that we fear doing anything wrong in His sight, whatever may be the opinions of or pressures from others. End quote. According to Elder Christofferson, what does it mean to fear God? How can fearing God, as Elder Christofferson explained, help us make right decisions even when we feel peer pressure? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, verse 8, silently, looking for what God would have done if Joseph Smith had listened to the initial answer to Martin's request. Invite students to summarize what we can learn from this verse. Students may use different words, but make sure they understand that if we are faithful to the Lord's commandments, He will support us during times of trouble. You may want to write this principle on the board. Ask students to think about a time when they followed the Lord's commandments rather than the persuasions or influence of other people. Invite a few students to share how they received the Lord's support for their obedience. Remind students that at the beginning of the lesson, you asked them to think about situations when they might be tempted to listen to a friend instead of being obedient. Then draw their attention to the truth you have written on the board. How can this truth help you when you are tempted by a friend to do something you know is not right? invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals about how they can apply this truth to their current relationships with friends and family. After sufficient time, ask a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 3 verses 9 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the promise the Lord gave Joseph Smith despite the seriousness of the mistakes Joseph had made. You may want to suggest that students mark what they find. What promise did the Lord give to Joseph Smith? How does this promise apply to us? Students may suggest a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize that if we repent of our sins, we will receive the Lord's mercy. Keeping in mind what the Lord said to Joseph Smith in Doctrine and Covenants section 3, verses 4 through 6, how would you have felt after hearing this promise from the Lord if you were in Joseph's place? Ask students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 3, verses 9 and 11 silently and identify the warnings the Lord gave to the prophet Joseph Smith. Why are these warnings important to remember as we repent of our sins and seek the Lord's mercy? Doctrine and Covenants section 3, verses 16 through 20. The Lord explains His purposes for the Book of Mormon. Ask students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 3, verses 16 through 20 silently, identifying the purposes the Lord gave for the Book of Mormon. Why was the work that Joseph Smith and Martin Harris were doing so important to the Lord and His people? Conclude this lesson by inviting a few students to share what they have learned and felt today, and how they might apply the truths they have learned. Share your own testimony of the Lord's mercy as we repent of our sins. You may also want to tell students that in the next lesson, they will learn how the Lord compensated for the loss of the 116 manuscript pages.